Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, what do you guys want to do today? It's National Junk Food Day. Can you imagine that? A day dedicated to junk food? July the 21st in the northern hemisphere of these United States of America that no longer exist, the corporate United States declared Junk Food Day! Is it any wonder there's a rise in birth defects in this country? Yeah, it's an incredible story. I'm going to get into that momentarily. But welcome, my friends, to the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. We are rocking the health world as we do each week here on GCN. Monday through Friday through National News Radio. Rumor has it that we may be bringing the weekday show over to GCN. We're working on that behind the scenes, so I'm going to kind of sneak preview it for you. RobertScottBell.com for all of the links. If you have questions or comments, you can put them right up on the website blog at RobertScottBell.com or call me the next 2 hours live on the air, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. It's just you and me. It's just me and you. I feel like I'm on holiday. I was just, I'm up in North Carolina. Why? Or down in North Carolina, depending on where you are. We had the Advanced Medicine Seminar with Dr. Rashid Batar. Ty Bollinger was there, the author of Cancer Step Outside the Box. He's my weekday, Wednesday co-host. We do an hour together. We call it Outside the Box Wednesdays. And, of course, Mondays are Advanced Medicine Mondays. And we got together, and the room could barely contain us. It was so much fun. And I want to say a special shout-out and thanks to all of you who attended, and particularly one lady who will remain nameless at this moment until I get her permission to talk about her story on the air, but I will do it anonymously, who at the end of the Advanced Medicine Seminar came, you know, I walked back, say hello, and she just wanted to thank me from the bottom of her heart for hooking her up with Dr. Batar. I didn't realize that's how she found Dr. Batar, but she listens to the Robert Scott Bell Show and through another friend and through the social media. These are the things that actually have a place, even though we joke about it being the FBI social network or the NSA or CIA social network. But there are a lot of people that are helped by these social feeds. And she found, and this is a woman who was in a wheelchair. That's how ill she was from all kinds of things. And her husband, she was married, has only known her ever, even when they met, in a wheelchair. And within the last month and a half, she is out of her wheelchair, walking around. Now, this isn't one of those religious tent revivals, touch me, I'm healing you. You're healed! Now, that's not to denigrate anybody who does faith healing or healing touch, because life is much more than just a bunch of chemicals, and it's even more than just detoxification. But this woman was up walking because of the protocols of detoxification, immune modulation, and replenishing the minerals that were lost in this body that she had for a long, long time. And when I talk about healing here, I mean anything and everything. I do not put limitations on creation. It's not my place. Doctors do that all the time. You got 3 weeks to live. You got 3 months to live. You got 6 months to live. I don't know. Maybe you got, how do they know? They don't know. They play the gods of the death stick holders, you know, in the so-called primitive tribes around the world where the medicine man points the death stick at you and in 3 days you're dead because you believe it to be so. The power of belief is very real. In fact, it may be the most important thing. you know, some would say, and if you didn't come to this advanced medicine seminar, there will be others. In fact, there's one in Cancun in early August. I have the links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can check it out or go to advancedmedicineseminars.com. And you will learn things that the FDA does not want you to know. Your government does not want you to hear all of this stuff, because why? It empowers you in such a way that you no longer need them, and they can't stand that you don't need them. You must be dependent. And this is a place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. We don't fool around with dependence. Although we recognize, perhaps you recognize in your life, as I do in mine, there were times when I was very dependent on a system, unfortunately, that had made me dependent via the utilization of antibiotics and vaccinations and drugs, 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 and junk food! National Junk Food Day. How can I detoxify from that? And the power of belief, the most important power that you have, perhaps. When I say the power to heal is yours, you got to believe that it's yours. Just like your belief in God or belief in creation or belief in something. If you don't, how's the energy flow? Another aspect of what we did yesterday, talking about energy and focal points, I covered some stories about, healing freedom, of course. And the idea, the understanding, if you've witnessed the degradation of the American dream over your lifetime, you'll recognize that the federal government has basically intruded into places where it never, never belongs, never was intended to belong. And yet so many people are convinced that unless the government interferes with your ability to heal, they won't say it that well. They'll say, well, I need government and health care because I can't afford it, neglecting the fact that the health care they're clamoring for is not health care at all. It's managing and creating diseases, which is a very profitable endeavor, and these pharmaceutical industrial complex global corporations have no interest in healing you. They only have interest in managing you and making sure you're a customer for as long as they can milk you for everything you've got. And that is also where we find ourselves and why we find ourselves 103 years from the year of the Flexner Report of 1910, facing down the potential of a total government takeover of what's left of healthcare in America. Now, I'm not here to paint a pretty picture about healthcare before Obama, because it was ugly then. It was a medical monopoly then. But much worse it is made when you're forced to participate in it, when your children are forced to participate with it, especially when every child is born in America with the medical church being the state-sanctioned religion, and that child is viewed as having a vaccine deficiency from the moment they are born. Can you imagine? How did we ever survive as a species without hepatitis B vaccines within 24 hours of birth? I mean, before that, it was just a crapshoot, wasn't it? Because you know these babies. They're immediately trying to crawl out of their mother's arms. Screw yeah, the breasts, we don't need those. We need some drugs. Get us some intravenous drugs of some kind. That's what, you know, or they're looking out for wild sex orgies. That's the only reason you could explain why you would give a little baby a hepatitis B shot. Just about the moment they're born. And here's another big story. By the way, 800-259-5791. Phones are wide open. It's just you and me. Just chatting today. I'm on vacation mode. My mind is on holiday here. I'm just saying. I'll roll with some topics here if you'd like to call in at 800-259-5791. Big story here. One of the links I've got in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Rare birth defect on the rise. A rare birth defect is on the rise. Explain to me, with all of the modern medicine we have now, government-sanctioned, monopoly medicine, even stronger with the Obamacare implementation that has been delayed, of course, for certain and not for others, the proportion of babies born with a defect called gastroschisis has nearly doubled since 1995, according to a new large study. We have a doubling of a birth defect under the guise that we have the best medical system on planet Earth. The cause of gastroschisis, which is a hole in the baby's abdomen, is unclear, according to this article, although it's known to be more likely in the children of teen mothers. A mother's exposure to certain chemicals has also been tied to the malformation, though not conclusively. Anytime a chemical is to blame, it's never conclusive, because that would mean liability for a huge corporation. And I'm going to get in. I'm going to mention some of these things this hour. Do you have a pesticide deficiency disease? Because 23 kids in India have just found what it's like to have a pesticide proficiency disease, and they didn't survive. In this new study, researchers looked at rates of gastroschisis in millions of live births over an 11-year period in the U.S. And the prevalence is much highest among young women, growing more rapidly among that group than any other group, according to Russell Kirby, a professor at the University of South Florida. Now, any of you can figure out why young women more likely to have babies with birth defects? Because this sort of is counterintuitive, because it used to be considered, think about this, older women having children with birth defects. Isn't that the issue? They say, women don't have babies when you're over 40 or 45, whatever it is nowadays, because you're more likely to have birth defects. Isn't it the children, the younger ones? Not advocating having births at younger ages, that's not what I'm saying, but wouldn't it be making sense that they would have the healthiest children? What does it tell you, or what should it tell us all, about the health of children and young kids and teenagers coming through in this, the 21st century, in modern Western world America? We've covered stories on the Robert Scott Bell Show recently about, 87% of all healthcare costs go to chronic disease management. And we've covered stories of children with chronic diseases, including diabetes and cancer, accelerating, increasing, despite the government war on cancer, despite all the government intrusion into medical care for everybody. You want that? I don't. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I want to go more into the reason and also how to prevent birth defects. And the March of Dimes doesn't know it, but they're going to know it after this break. We'll be right back with more of the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp
HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Here I am, your humble homeopath host on the United States of Health Talk Radio, rocking the health world with you for the next couple of hours. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Ask the question, why younger mothers more likely to have children with a rare birth defect? Used to be that it's older moms that were more likely. They warned you, don't have kids when you're older because you could have children with birth defects. Now the opposite is happening. Why? Not covered in the mainstream media. They won't acknowledge why this is happening. As we do here, the generational decline in health, degradation due to overwhelming quantities of pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, vaccinations, antibiotic use. Modern medicine is causing this. The very thing they like to say, well, we're living longer because of modern medicine. No, we're living longer because we limited or minimized the infant mortality rates that happen pre-hygiene, sanitation, and nutrition era, when we were able to improve all three of those things, reduce infant mortality significantly. And at that point, the longevity years, if we will, the statistics doubled, if you will. Yeah, it used to live till 40. Well, of course, if one person dies in, or one baby dies in infancy and one lives till 80, the median age, as they say, average age is 40 years now, longevity. You eliminate those childhood deaths, and you're going to see we've been living as long, but now we've reduced infant mortality. Unfortunately, I fear that the infant mortality rates are on the rise due to a lot of environmental reasons. This birth defect gastroschisis, they're finding also related to, I believe it's a fungicide. What do they call this thing? Well, I'm scrolling down in the notes here to find that atrazine. It's the weed killer atrazine. Again, more of these pesticides culpable in what? Causing horrific diseases, including cancer, but now these kids are barely getting a chance to come out of their moms without this devastation. Now the question is, what is it that can prevent birth defects? Really? Besides the March of Dimes talking about folic acid, it's the wrong form. Folate is what you're looking for in a food-grown form. And you can get that from food, or you can get that from supplemental companies. Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com carries the right form of folate in a food state. But what is often overlooked, never mentioned in the prevention of birth defects, is the use of a trace mineral by the name of chromium. GTF chromium, by the way. The glucose tolerance factor chromium. Now, I used to be involved in video and film production many years ago now, practically a kid, you know, out of college, when I gave up on my dream of being a doctor, because the allopathic doctors, the medical doctors, they gave me so many drugs, so many shots, had surgery, that I was disgusted with the profession itself. And I said, you know what? I really wanted to be a healer. I don't want to be someone who does what doctors do. And I gave it up. And I went into some other creative arts and areas and had some fun. Before I found homeopathic medicine and studied over 10 years to work into this direction. And one of the video projects I did was for a dietary supplement company. Well, they were, I think, a beauty skincare company in the multi-level realm. And then they went into supplements, like a lot of them have, and interviewed a doctor for this video that we were doing. And it was about weight loss. And food cravings, things like that. It was in the 90s, I think early 90s sometime. And there was this doctor talking about this new breakthrough and discovery of something called chromium picolinate. And I thought, this is interesting. Why is a doctor talking about a supplement suddenly? It's not a drug. And they were talking about it in terms of diabetes and hypoglycemia. I was like, why is this? This doesn't happen. What's going on here? Years later, met my friend. He's not a doc. He's better. His name is Christopher Barr. You've heard him on. He's a nutritional historian. He's written a book on chromium. And the research went that, oh my gosh, lo and behold, the U.S. government held patent on something called chromium picolinate. It came out in the 90s. So suddenly it was flooding the market everywhere. They were going to let, the FDA was going to turn a blind eye to the fact that chromium may have some benefit in disease states. Of course, they could only claim in structure function status as improves blood sugar metabolism, right? But the form was wrong, as usual, when the government's involved. They bound this chromium. Listen to this. If you've never heard of this before, they bound this chromium to a cellular waste product, picolinic acid. Cellular, we call it cellular poop because we're on the radio and I can't say other words. But can you imagine? They bind it to this, patent this form of chromium, which is now synthesized in a lab. It's not as bad as hexavalent chromium. You know, the Julia Roberts movie, Aaron Brockovich thing. But it is a form of chromium that is only minimally utilized by the body. So you can take how many micrograms? You want 200 micrograms of this chromium picolinate. You might get 20 micrograms out of that. And I might be generous of chromium that will work for you. And so what do we do here? We recognize creation is pretty perfect and man screws it up. We say, hey, how does chromium occur in food? Can we duplicate that? And there are companies that do that. And you can get the form of glucose tolerance factor chromium that will help to prevent birth defects by what? Ensuring chromosomal integrity of the developing fetus or baby. So ladies, if you're pregnant or getting or wanting to be pregnant at any age, make sure you're taking 100 micrograms of the GTF chromium we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show 3 times a day. This will also prevent gestational diabetes, which usually happened in the 4th or 5th or 6th pregnancy in, you know, times gone by. Now it's happening in children that are getting pregnant. And I say that children, I mean teens, pregnant teens, having babies with birth defects because they are so deficient of the chromium because their moms were and their moms were. You follow this on down the line and it's not in the food anymore. It's refined out of it, refined out of the grains. This GTF chromium, I want you to give a call to Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He'll hook you up. He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And now we can put the March of Dimes out of business. Sorry if you make your living by being a part of the March of Dimes. Now, update on the story out of India. 23 children now confirmed dead after eating a free school lunch. Government-subsidized lunch with very toxic levels of an agricultural pesticide. Ravindra Kumar, the additional director general of police in the city of Patna, told reporters that forensic tests revealed the samples contained the pesticide monocrotophos. I don't know this one. Monocrotophos. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right. In levels that were very toxic for humans. The free Friday meal was served to children last Tuesday in the Grandamal village in Marach block, 80 kilometers, 50 miles north of Patna, the Bihar state capital. 23 children. This is a tragedy. Ages 5 to 12 died from eating a free school lunch because of this pesticide. And there's no freaking reason you need to resort to these pesticides when you have something. In fact, I'm going to tell you about something you can use that is so profound and so simple and so safe that even if your kids ingested it, even though it's the bugs don't like it, your child would be fine. Their liver might even be helped. And if they had cancer, the cancer might even go away. I mean, this is stunning stuff. But you got to stay tuned to the Robert Scott Bell Show right here on GCN and all of our wonderful affiliates around these United States and planet Earth or online, wherever you are. There are no cheap seats. And if you do get a nosebleed, you'll have homeopathic phosphorus from me. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Here's talking about the story out of India, 23 children, disaster. Oh, my gosh. You know, it reminds me also of the Bhopal disaster. I think it was DuPont, was it? That had this cloud, this deadly toxic cloud. I don't know how many thousands lost their lives all those years ago. Better living through chemistry. You know, this is case in point of the 20th century, the decline in health of the West and the people of planet Earth, quite honestly. And am I against progress? No, that's not what I'm saying. But, dude, you've got to consider unintended consequences. And one of the hugest unintended consequences of all of the petrochemicals of the 20th century is toxicity. That we have a limit and ability to detoxify these poisons that have never before been in the environment, ever in recorded history. And then these kids in India being fed free government lunches with toxic levels of pesticides. Now, I know why they want to use pesticides. Don't get me wrong. I mean, not everybody wants to have bugs and ants, you know, roaches running around their house. Of course, it has something to do with cleanliness. You don't want to leave food around the house. But let's say, just barring that, you might have a house in an area that almost no matter what you do, there's going to be something going on. Are there any other options? And yes, yes, there are. And I want to tell you, listen to me. On the pesticide front, if you're still using, I know a lot of people still use Roundup, glyphosate, or other types of pesticides, Raid around the house, because they don't like those little buggers. Stop it. Just stop it. But does that mean RSV says I have to stop doing my pesticide now, we're going to be overrun by bugs? No, it doesn't. You can utilize the distillate from the orange peel, known as dilimonene. Dilimonene. Now, you've heard me talk about this over the years. If you're a new listener, I'm just going to tell you what to do. You go to orangetko.net. Orangetko.net. Now, that is sold as a cleaning agent, the dilimonene distillate from the orange peel. It's actually OMRI certified for organic agriculture. In other words, it can be sprayed on organic foods, fruits and vegetables, crops, and it's still organic. Safety is extraordinary. In fact, there are numerous scientific studies, peer-reviewed literature published as well, on the use of dilimonene as an anti-oncolytic agent. In other words, it works against cancer, the very thing that traditional petrochemical pesticides create, facilitate growths of cancer, much less instant death to those who consume it or eat it, as these 23 children in India. I have an 8-year-old and a 13-year-old. Can you imagine the horror? They go to school or something. The government provides free lunches. You think, oh, that's great. I can save money. I've got free lunches. And it's loaded with such levels of pesticide that they die. I don't even like saying that. But at home, this can happen. There are pesticide accidents. Animals. You love animals? You love kitty cats and doggies? Pesticides sprayed everywhere. They're harmed by this. Dilimonene. Now, the dilimonene that is sold and known as Orange TKO is sold as a cleaning agent. It will not. They cannot say it's a pesticide because the government federal regulations, oh, we love those, say, no, 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 you have to go through all of our hoops and pay all this money to us before we approve it as a pesticide. There is another form of it, Orange Guard that actually has gone through the EPA rigmarole and gotten approval as a pesticide, although it's not as concentrated, ironically, as the cleaning agent. So that's why I say the Orange TKO, don't tell anybody, but you can use it that way. And you can use it safely around pets, safely around food production, and you will not risk killing anyone or anything other than the ants or the roaches or the little bugaboos that you don't want hanging around your home inside your house. But other than that, smells like oranges. It's a wonderful thing. Now, we've got questions coming in off the Robert Scott Bell Show website. See if I can find one of those to go to first here. I think I've got three of them today I want to get to. And you can sign up for email alerts for free at robertscottbell.com. And this question relates to ulcers. All right, stand by. We got to go to a break. Anybody know about anybody with an ulcer? You ever had an ulcer? I want to talk to you about them. What to do about them. And no, we're not asking permission of the government to do that which is not required. That is asking permission. It's your birthright to heal. And the place to learn about it is right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Say thanks to our sponsors. Coming right back, and we'll cure an ulcer or two.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, what's going on out there in Dallas, Fort Worth? Massive gastrointestinal infections, huh? I might have to comment on some cyclospora outbreaks. Stand by for that. Go to robertscottbell.com. By the way, you can call me. Phones are open for you. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Go to the question of the day. The first of three, if I can get to them all. Hey, Robert, it's been a while since I've asked a question. This one is for a friend. I was wondering if you could do a segment on ulcers, or if you could give some good suggestions on healing or strengthening them and avoiding medicine to deal with the symptoms. All right, I know you're not indicating you want strengthening of ulcers, but the healing of the ulcerations. Now, you're not telling me where it is, Daniel, but I'm going to assume you mean gastrointestinal ulcers. Could be duodenal, could be a stomach ulcer. And this is something that somebody got the Nobel Prize for saying, hey, look, it's the Helicobacter pylori. The bacteria did it. It ate a hole in my stomach and it gave me an ulcer. Is that really the truth? Is that really the cause? Or is it something on the scene of a fire, like a fireman, and you blame the fireman for the fire? Now, there's a lot of problems with mineral deficiencies in our culture, and ulcerations are big time as well. Antibiotic use, no replenishment, appropriate replenishment of probiotics, diminishment of minerals due to toxicity, which, you know, our body uses the minerals to bind out the bad guys, not enough oxygen. Talked repeatedly recently with Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe. By the way, it was cool. One of the ladies at the event. And the thing is funny. Dr. Batar asked, do you know what we say at the end of every hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show? And everybody said, the power to heal is yours. Yeah, the message is getting out there. It's not my message. It's a message that came through me to everybody. Use it liberally, conservatively, however you want to use it. The power to heal is yours. Now, the power to heal an ulcer is also yours. But we have relied so much on toxic medicine that we've precipitated the rise of disease, chronic disease, and in these cases, ulcerations, wounds, injuries to the epithelial lining, if you will, of the duodenum, upper small intestine, can be in the stomach, can even be esophageal erosions. All of these things are related. Now, if you want to blame Helicobacter pylori or Clostridium difficile, go ahead, be my guest. But you're really chasing your tail. But the good news is, too, that the thing that will help accelerate the healing of tissue in that area will also neutralize the ability of any microbial overgrowth, whether it be H. pylori or whether it be C. diff down there. So what we would do is utilize, if we know it's in the esophagus or the stomach, we could take a tablespoon of the bioactive silver hydrosol that I use. You know, I like Sovereign Silver. And take that tablespoon, drink it straight down. It's not going to really go past your stomach. You'd have to be more than two tablespoons at a time for guaranteed delivery past your stomach. So if it is in the upper GI from the stomach on up, then a tablespoon swallowed directly, I would do that three times a day. You could do it more if you want to heal, accelerate the healing more frequently, or more rapidly, I should say. And because it is being bound down and utilized in the stomach or higher, you are not disrupting your good gut ecology, even if you have it, which I might doubt based on the fact that you have some form of an ulceration. Now, if that ulceration is in the small intestine, then I want you to add with that tablespoon or two the aloe vera juice. That will help drive the silver past the stomach to heal the tissue, to neutralize infection in those areas. And then you're upregulating the healing of tissue, which is what needs to happen in ulcerations. Now, I've utilized the same technique topically for ulcerations of the skin. You might call them bed sores, but particularly those in the lower extremities who have severe diabetes will get wounds that are ulcerations that don't heal because their circulation is so diminished. I would recommend good forms of ginkgo biloba because ginkgo biloba opens what we call capillary flow, if you will, micropore circulation. It improves it. And a lot of people use it for brain issues because there is a blood flow issue to the brain as well. The other aspect of this healing is we need oxygen. And one of the ladies at the Advanced Medicine Seminar came up to me, it was so cool, and held up a little bottle. Look, Robert, I got my OxyLift. Very cool. And that is simple as adding 7 drops to your water 3 times a day and drinking it down. I talked about the 4 products that I'm utilizing from them, and you can get them now at 20% off if you go to OxyRSB.com. OxyRSB.com. It's as simple as that. And you get the OxyLift and the other things. You will oxygenate, and that will help heal tissue. It also neutralizes microbial life forms. OxyRSB. And on top of that, when you get any of these oxygen, Mr. Oxygen products, you will get DVDs, 4 of them, $50 value for free. So take advantage of that. I'll see if I can find a number for you as well. Hey, I know you want to take a new sunscreen so you don't get burned in the sun, but could you use sunscreen and combust? That's the question. We're going to answer that one. On the other side of the break here on the Robert Scadvel Show. Stand by. We'll be right back.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest
largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, Dr. Joel Wallach here, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I will be in Lexington, Kentucky, Monday, July 22nd, Crown Plaza Hotel, 6:30 p.m. You've heard me say it on the air, and now you're going to see me in person. Be sure to bring a friend, and I will disclose the secrets to good health and, just as important, potential wealth. To know more, listen to Dead Doctors Don't Lie or call 855-316-TEAM. Again, Dead Doctors Don't Lie or call 855-316-TEAM.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
Corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, summertime National Junk Food Day. If you're going to indulge, please make it organic. And I'm not talking about organic chemistry. You love that? I did not like organic chemistry. I was in high school, and I had a teacher from, you got to understand my lineage, my history. Born in New York and had a New York accent when I was a kid. Little kid, neutralized, further south, eventually southernized a bit. Now I've got sort of a broadcast neutral. Unless you hang me out with some of my friends who might be in the redneck territory, you'll find my southern accent can come out. But there was a teacher that came down to Georgia, and she was from New Jersey. She was from Jersey. I know we got a new affiliate in Jersey, right? And the accents were so heavy, I couldn't understand this woman. I was far removed from the Northeast at that point. So if you're listening, WVNJ in New Jersey, New York, 1160 AM, I would have had the help from you guys when I was a kid, I guess, to learn organic chemistry. I mean, I didn't like it. I didn't. Some people dig it big time. Organic chemistry. And that's what they use to make these sunscreens. You know about these sunscreens? We, in our lifetime, have been told to be very afraid of the sun. But should we be? Should we be? The production of sun. Who produces the sun? Whoever created the universe. Do you think he made it just so he would burn us to a crisp and give us cancer? Is that what you think? For some reason, I bought into the myth growing up. I was very afraid. So we slather ourselves with sunscreen. Organic chemicals? No, not certified organic agriculture. That's different. But now word comes in that even in the process of preventing sunburn, you might burst into an open flame after application. The story, I've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Certain sunscreen sprays worn close to an open flame may pose a risk of catching fire, according to the FDA. So if you're out doing your summer camp, and at night you still got your sunscreen on from the evening, and you're too close to the sun, the fire there to toast in your marshmallows, you could end up toasting you. More reason not to use sunscreen. Or if you do, find one that is not containing carcinogenic ingredients. But quite honestly, if you shore up your mineral content of your body, really load those minerals in there. Astaxanthin is a really cool one from food. You will be able to sustain yourself longer and longer periods of time in the sun. And in fact, I try to get a little sunlight every day, even in the winter if I can't. Because that vitamin D and everything else that it does is quite beneficial in preventing skin cancer. That's right. Robert Scott Bell Show, we said it right here. You want to prevent skin cancer, get sun. I'm not telling you to go out and burn to a crisp. But also, the reality is people that think they got sun-caused cancer, they actually had cancer caused by using sunscreens, ultimately. And then they blame the sun for it. Increase your levels of selenium. Increase your levels of silicon. Silica, the connective tissue, needs silica, copious amounts of silica, to prevent metastasis of cancer cells should they arise on the skin or elsewhere. This is the stuff they don't cover, but they will tell you that you might spontaneously combust if you use certain forms of sunscreen that you spray on your skin. Is that what you're doing? Not here, not now, not ever here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Let's see, what else? Somebody recommends juicing cabbage for the ulcerations. There are also homeopathic stomach ulcer formulas you can get from King Bio, kingbio.com. They're at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. And by the way, you can call me at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We're going to do a little political healing next hour. I have to. I just can't resist. And you're going to ride with me on it. So don't go anywhere. Don't go too far anyway. Don't stray too far. But what else is out there in the news that I wanted to hit? The CDC disappearing a web page that acknowledged the link between polio vaccines and cancer. They call it the SV40, the simian virus 40. It disappeared recently because it was getting a lot of play in the alternative press, the new media. And suddenly the CDC says, oh, no, we can't have you looking at that. We can't have you looking at that because then less of you will want to get what they have to offer. And that includes any and all vaccinations, any and all vaccines. And how about this? Anybody on a statin drug? Anybody out there still believe that lowering cholesterol is a good thing? Are you out of your mind? You will be if you keep taking that statin drug. You will, because it will reduce the fat that is so essential to neurological function. It will impair it to such a degree that you will precipitate the incidence of Alzheimer's and dementia via statin drugs. And I've covered big stories about the baby boomers really increasing the rates of dementia like never before in recorded history. Not because they're growing older. There have been plenty of old people on planet Earth that never got dementia. But why is it the baby boomers? Because they're taking statin drugs. They believe the lies of the pharmaceutical representatives of the state known as doctors. The dummy doctors who still believe that we have to reduce cholesterol. That healthy endocrine-supplying substance to keep you young, to keep you vital, to keep you functioning on all levels. You know what I'm talking about. As well as to keep your cognitive abilities clear, the pathways open. One of the key minerals for the nervous system is the same mineral that we use for the connective tissue, and it is silica. The form of silica we use is the concentrated horsetail extract, the TIA, and it's concentrated to such a degree you couldn't drink this much safely, but you can take it in a food-grown form. And who has it? Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's got the right form of silica. So if you're concerned about this, you're concerned about the baby boomer dementia and Alzheimer's. Not only do you need to detox by increasing your selenium levels and do other things, but take extra silica for the nervous system. And by the way, silver is a wonderful nourishing agent for the nerves. A tonic, if you will. I'll get more into that. I've got a couple of more questions from you, the listener, on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 800-259-5791 if you'd like to call in live, be part of the show. Any more on statins? Political healing. What's the military base in Afghanistan that no one's using? What is that going on? What's going on? I'll tell you why voting is dangerous to your health, too. Oh, we won't get controversial at all. Oh, yes, we will. Because we can. And it's the right thing to do. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where I remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves
absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.